Brock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show, Brock Hunter.
Yes.
What's up?
Sorry, that skunk bear has us running behind again.
Did it have antlers? It had antlers, too, didn't it?
It was a jackalope skunk bear. Jackalope skunk bear is what it was.
Man bear pig. You've been hanging out with Al Gore, huh?
Excelsior. All right, we got to get to it. Sports.
Super cereal right
Super
now.
Super cereal, you guys.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you see Man Bear Pig, at least you have a cold drink that's tasty.
Throw him a beer. He loves Bud product for sure.
Super cereal, you guys.
I know. Super cereal right now. Major League Baseball yesterday. There's a couple games between the Royals and Tigers. Royals beating Tigers 3-1 game one. 7-3, beating them again in game two. So, yeah, sorry, Tigers. Getting smashed yesterday by Kansas City. Guardians beating the White Sox 8-4. Cubs were off. I do have a baseball story here real quick. St. Louis Cardinal pitcher tried something really unconventional to stop a recent skid by the team. His name's Miles Mikolas. He walked around the entire field at Busch Stadium in St. Louis on Sunday while burning sage. Told reporters that he was just trying to get some good energy in here. A little cleansing, a little bit of a new beginning for us today. It's Sunday. It's the start of a new week. Here we go. Cleansing worked for at least one day as the Cards beat the Phillies 4-3. St. Louis had lost 8 of their previous 10 games before Mikolas worked his magic. All right, dude, there's a point. Like, who's going to tell him? Who's going to tell him?
I'm not going to tell him. You tell him.
Hey, you tell him. I'm not going to tell him because then he's going to put some voodoo stuff on me. But, dude, we don't need you walking around burning sage. This isn't a movie. You know? Which reminds me of a character in a movie. And, like Angels in the Outfield or something. You know? It's like the crazy guys over there burning sage on the baseball field. But it works.
And Bull Durham, he has that, he's using a chicken bone.
Chicken bone?
On that one, yeah.
is this true? And I don't know because I don't play much baseball. But I feel like a lot of people in baseball are superstitious. Is that true?
Absolutely. I think as far as sports are concerned, that's one of the most superstitious sports.
Is it?
Yeah.
Now, why do I feel like that? I've never played baseball.
Because you're so bored because you've heard all about it. You see the guys with their hats flipped over and upside down, and then, you know, you're not
boy
supposed
wore
to talk about
the cabbage leaf in his cap. Wasn't that for luck, too?
No. Babe Ruth wore that to keep cool because, you know.
Oh, yeah, because that's how you keep cool.
And you got the cabbage goat. Leaf, yeah, Brian Reed just mentioned Cubs fans. Don't they have that, like, the curse of the goat or whatever? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, if you were to say, hey, what's the most superstitious sport, I would say baseball.
Yeah.
And I have no reasoning behind it. I just would say that.
Yeah.
Weird. Huh. So I guess burning sage around the stadium, like people are like, yeah, there you go. Something's got to work.
Yeah.
Anyway, interesting story. I didn't know they did that in pro baseball.
Is there a witch in the outfield? That's weird.
What just flew over? Did you do it?
Oh,
was that the old lunch lady or was that? No, that was
a witch.
She got a broom.
They got a witch playing left center. Weird.
Wow.
Yeah. Who knew?
Huh.
Who knew?
She's writing something in the air. What's it? Go back home, Dorothy. What?
All right, this petered off. Why don't you move on? We've done enough with this one.
Yeah. All right, moving on. Pro football. New ownership of the Denver Broncos just added a big name to investors. It's led by Rob Walton. Remember that, you know, that team or that organization just getting sold for like, what, $4 billion?
Insane amount. Too much, in my opinion. Yep.
But wait, listen to this. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice.
This has to be made up.
We as the owner of the Denver Broncos accept Condoleezza Rice.
That's a deep cut there. I love that. This doesn't make sense. Is this real or are you reading it wrong?
No. I'll read it again. New ownership of the Denver Broncos has just added a big name to the investors led by Rob Walton, former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice.
I mean, not saying she can't be an investor of.
Yeah. Here's the thing. We all know what Martha Ford, or what the Ford lady, she's not doing much for that team. I hope Condoleezza doesn't step in and be like, all right, you know, I'm going to start calling plays here.
Maybe she's a sports nut. We don't know. Maybe
it does say here, Rice is well known as a football fan and was a member of the inaugural college football playoff committee.
Well, there you go.
She served from 2013 to 2016. Rice is also the daughter of a football coach and knows Denver very well. She moved to the city when she was 12 years old and went on to attend the University of Denver for both college and graduate school.
Sounds more qualified than who? Kanye? Wasn't Kanye going to?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, way more qualified than Kanye West.
You know what? I think let's give her a chance. Let's give her a shot.
Yeah, dude. I mean, she did pretty well as the Secretary of State, right? Or no? I don't follow politics like that. I don't know how she did there.
Huh.
Anyway, it's interesting, dude. It just shows, hey, if you got billions of dollars, there you go. You know, you can do things. Next story about pro football. Pittsburgh Steelers fans received some unexpected news yesterday. This is crazy, dude. Heinz Field. It's their home stadium, named after the food company, which has been a staple in Pittsburgh for 150 years. It's getting a new name. After failing to reach an agreement with Heinz, Steelers have sold the naming rights to Acrisure. Acrisure?
Sure.
It's a brokerage firm headquartered, well, here in Michigan. The renamed Acrisure Stadium will be the home of the Steelers beginning this season. Yeah, it'd have been funny if they like great value at the bottom or something, you know.
God, I can't wait for that one day when the
Great Value Stadium, everything here is cheap.
Walmart buys a stadium and
why not?
It's a Great Value brand, the Spartan brand stadium.
You know what I always thought, and I'm telling you, this would have worked when they were selling the Lions. Are they still selling the Lions?
I think the Lions are kind of like that thing that
Jeff
guy
Basil
always leaves up for sale.
Prime Field.
Yeah.
We call them the Detroit Prime. I like the Lion. I love the Lion. But, dude, if you need a good team and you need a lot of money, Jeff Bezos, that bald guy over there, has got it. You just change a couple things. It's going to be called Detroit Prime Stadium. Dude, everybody in Detroit gets ridiculous shipping. Yep. Everybody's happy.
It would be. It would be a pretty sweet deal for Detroit.
Dude, you put the little smiley face logo on the helmet. It's kind of almost the same color. You just, you know.
Yeah. Tweak it a little bit.
Hey, Detroit, you need anything you can get right now. Prime Stadium. I can see it, dude. I can see it. Can you?
Maybe Jeff Bezos will. Who knows? Who knows, buddy? When he's done
just
building
another
his
brilliant idea that you heard here on the Plan B Morning Show.
Once he's done building his evil empire on the moon, maybe then he'll decide to buy the Lions. It might be it. It might be it.
Detroit Prime. Dude, just rolls off the tongue good. Watch out, dude. We're playing the Detroit Prime.
Detroit Prime. Lose again. All right.
All right. That's it, man. That's sports for this hour.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rocks.
My best friend. The real bad bitch. 731, Brock Hunter.
She got her own car.
She's a bad bitch.
It's a nice thing to have. You know, your own car.
Yeah.
Get places. Good.
You got wheels. Oh, yeah. Actually, a Doja Cat sounds like the crappy friend because she's the one just mooching off of her best friend. So,
yeah. Hey, bro. No, it's because we're going to talk about it for 19 minutes.
Well, now
have you seen the Skittles car or like the M&M car, like at Bent Harbor?
Around here, the Trix car. Yeah, the Trix car.
It's got like 28-inch spinners on it. It's are those still a thing? Are those still rolling around?
I haven't seen the Trix one. That's the only one I'm familiar with. Is
the Trix one. Yeah. There was a Trix one.
Which, again, it looks great, but are you getting a kickback from like Kellogg's or General Mills on that?
You should be.
Should be, absolutely.
A rolling billboard, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I don't know.
It can't ride smooth, right?
I mean, it's not about the smooth ride. It's about looking cool, all right?
And especially going down Napier before they repaired it, dude. I'm surprised those cars lasted.
Yeah.
Kada, 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 kada. It's like a whoop section before they repaired that
Look,
road.
Officer, I haven't been drinking. You've seen this road. I'm just swerving the potholes, man. Come on.
Hey, you know what?
You know what's up.
I understand. If I was a police officer, I understand. Yeah. Look at this trash road.
Now it's all nice and smooth. Yeah. Minus the fact that they got rid of the two lanes and I've been stuck behind so many slow sons of bitch. And also, too, I completely.
There's always something. There's always, you got a new road, but hey, now you got to wait.
Also, too, can I, real quick, before we, real quick, folks, unless you are driving a big rig, you do not need to do a wide turn, okay? Oh, this happened the other day on Nickerson. Some guy was turning into a driveway. They were turning left into a driveway, okay? So they had to go. They, like, swung all the way over to the far curb to swing it. God. You're not driving a big rig, all right? All right?
To the slow driver because he doesn't want to, like, get his front bumper caught or something in his driveway. It never does, but comes to a complete stop. Dude, you start honking. Just start honking. Oh, that's what you do.
Anyway, yeah.
You suck!
If you're a wide turner and you feel like you need to swing your car, you're not. It's not a semi. You can make a tight turn. Idiot.
Anyway. Just no lollygagging. There should be signs on the side of the road. No lollygagging.
Yeah.
They have it on the side, you know?
Yeah.
No horseplay. Blah, blah, blah. Dude, you know, no lollygagging should be a highway sign or just a road sign.
Another thing, too, you know when I blew the tire on my camper when we were coming back from the 4th, right? The amount of people that didn't move over or slow down was insane. Folks, I don't know if you know this or not. There are
signs.
You
got to get way over, man.
And I was. But the fact of the matter is there are signs all over the highway that say move over or slow down for emergency or stopped vehicles. And there were multiple people that just whipping by. And it's like, do you not know the basic rules of the road?
Oh. Yeah, why do you think the truckers put the cones out? God, they know. Dude,
I don't blame them, man. That was terrifying because people suck at driving. A lot of Indiana and Illinois plates, too, by the way, that were doing it. Just an FYI.
Just skimming your car.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, hey, should we do sports? Let's do sports.
Yeah, hell with it.
Yeah, enough of these crappy drivers all over the place.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with
lollygagging.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're like, hey, I'm thirsty over here, well, Bud Distributing's got you stocked up. That's simple.
You're on the side of the road with a blown tire?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. That'll help you. That'll help you.
Just don't be driving after that.
Yeah, for sure. Get Uber or something.
Hey, anyway, it's 7:35, and you have a bull fighting story or something? I'm interested, so we're just going to do that.
Oh, okay, that's fine. I know I shouldn't laugh, but I'm going to laugh throughout the story. The bulls are still running in Spain. The fourth bull run of the week-long San Fermín Festival happened past Sunday
wild
morning.
What a sport, by the way.
At 8 in Pamplona. Pamplona. Anyway, 8 bull runs take place over the festival period, kicking off at 8 a.m. 4 people were taken to the hospital. Luckily, though, Hunter, no one was gored. The course is about 800 meters long, and the run takes between 2 and 3 minutes on average. At least 16 runners have lost their lives over the years. The last one happened in 2009 when a guy was gored by a bull. This goes into the guy falling into the volcano. This goes into anyone... The people attacked by bison.
Dude, you chose to do it. It was your choice.
I don't
Nobody
feel bad
forced
for you.
You with a sword into that arena.
Yeah.
So if something happens, I don't feel bad. I really don't.
No.
I'm
if,
sorry. You
if
chose.
If you decide to run with the bulls,
exactly.
I don't feel bad. All right? I'm not going to go, it's so
Dude,
sad.
Dude, that's terrifying. Some of those videos. See, what happens is that you get caught up in like a fence, and it's just you, the fence, and a bull.
Yeah.
And, dude, when that thing starts, you know, bucking you up against that fence, dude, those things are so big and powerful.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And here's the thing. Those horns don't need to be sharp to gore you to death, all right? The power in these animals is astonishing. I grew up on a farm, okay? I've been around a lot of big animals, okay? You learn to respect them. A lot of people, even if they're trained, think that, this is fine. Let's get up close to the big animal.
No.
Stop
it. Stay away.
All right.
Just one wrong move. How much do bulls weigh on average?
I mean.
1,700 pounds or something?
You can get up there. They can get well over a ton. I mean, they're just massive, just angry, testosterone filled. Just look at the testicles on a bull, okay? And just think. If you think you're going head to head with that guy,
testicles. to understand to stay away from that.
No, you get right up there to that nutsack, and if you think
you nose up to that thing, and you understand.
I tell you what, fellas, you think you got BDE, all right? You got some big old meaty clackers. You're a man. You're a real manly man. You put your nutsack compared to that bull nutsack, you are gonna lose. You are gonna lose 10 times out of 10. Right. Okay.
Once again, I don't think I need to compare. No, to understand.
No, no. You go up there, you drop your little panties, all right?
And you saying, these are way smaller than the balls.
And you think you're a tough man. You big guy.
Big man.
All right? Big man on campus. You will be dwarfed, all right? You look like little tiny marbles compared to that.
Sounds like you've done this. Sounds like
I grew up on a farm, all right? You get bored sometimes, okay?
You're a weird guy.
I'm just saying, if you think you're manly, you think you got the cojones. All right, you will lose. You will lose. If you're lucky enough to escape by just a...
So, hey, real quick, it's a sport, huh? Are we considering that a sport?
Running with the bulls, it's athleticism in a way, I guess. I don't know if I'd call it a sport.
I call it more of a choice. That's what I should call it. It's a choice. Because, dude, what... There's no rule. You just run, right? Just don't die. So how do we win? You don't die.
You don't die.
And you get over there.
Yeah.
That's it. No rules. Are there rules?
It's so stupid. It's just such a stupid thing really to do. Is. Like, believe me, I would love to have these great stories. And, you know, when you're on your deathbed, and you're like, oh, I remember back when I...
Here's the thing. Much like NASCAR, do you think the people there watching are like... You know, people watching NASCAR kind of cheering for the crash. They don't want anybody to get hurt. I think the people there kind of want to see something happen.
Oh, absolutely.
Why else are you running with the bulls?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. If you're one of the ones just spectating, the only thing you want to do is see some guy in a white suit with a red sash get ragdolled.
Get the wooden gazelle at the end. Yeah.
You want to see some foaming at the nostrils animal that is just angry at the world because he's been slapped on the ass, he's been prodded, he's been caged up. You want to see him ragdoll that fella.
See how high we can get this dude.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same thing with the matador. It's like nobody's cheering for the matador, right?
I think the people, I think more people cheer for the matador. I'm always cheering for the bull. I'm always cheering
for
the bull.
No, me too.
Always.
Like, dude, get that guy. Get
always.
Him.
It is not because I'm just some vegan Birkenstock patchouli wearing hippie. It's because it's the most ridiculous thing. And by the time the matador, by the time the matador gets out there, that bull has already been put through the ringer, and that bull's already tired. It's already been stabbed and everything else. And then he just comes out there with his stupid little cape and his stupid little hat. He's like, look at me. It's man versus beast. No.
Look at me.
You take that thing fresh off the trailer. You're toast, son. You're toast.
Toast.
Yeah.
Toast. I've seen a few of those videos and they're glorious for some reason.
Yeah.
What happened?
I'm always rooting for the bull. All right. You get a horn up in there, buddy. Come on. I'm pulling for it.
Let's see that dude launched up into the stands. Here we go.
But yeah.
Now we're talking. It's a good sports report.
Is that it? Anything else? Are we good?
That's all I know. That's it.
Good enough for me. Yeah. Big man, huh? Big man?
Bull fighting.
Big man, you go compare. We'll see what happens. All right. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.